Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
How are you doing, everybody? Welcome to episode 142 of the Stall It Podcast. You're very welcome indeed. Of course you are. Always welcome here.
Yeah, sure. Why not? Come on in.
Do you know what else is welcome?
What's welcome?
Go Loud.
Go Loud, you're very welcome. Come on in.
Yeah.
Gap is full.
Oh, geez, you're very original, Go Loud. It was so original. It's a good podcast, isn't it? It's going well.
It's going well, yeah, yeah.
For the 3 years that's in it.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah, 3 years in.
3 fucking years.
Maybe a bit longer.
If you had said to me at the start that this would be going for 3 years, I'd say, you stupid lying bastard, you shut your mouth.
Do you know what I'd have said?
What did you have said?
You stupid lying little fecker, you liar.
Dirty little lying potty mouth bastard.
Or, jeez, the mouth on you.
No, I wouldn't have said that. I said, no way, that's mad. 3 years.
Yeah, 3 years. And it's like 100-something episodes. It feels like that's not 3 years worth. It feels like it should be in the thousands.
I feel like I'm still getting to know you. Do you know, I feel like I'm still getting to know you.
You'll never get to know the true me.
No. Take more than 3 years to dig. That's a...
It's a hell of a lot of digging to do.
It's a deep well.
We get on with the show then.
Let's do it.
Do you know where I was before I came here?
Tell me.
I went to get a CT scan.
On what?
Me toe. Now, do you remember like the tennis thing?
Oh yeah, tennis, yeah.
So when I went about that, when I finished, I said, I'm just going to book you in for a CT scan. Just to rule anything out. And when you say that, I'm like, are they going to find something? I'm going to die.
Yeah.
That's what I feel like.
Yeah.
That way?
Yeah. Better not now.
And when I got there, you're better off just going with it. Just seeing it out and see what happens. Don't do that. That's just my opinion. Don't do that. But I got there and I was sitting down on the chair in the waiting room and just seeing a big needle and a strap going on my arm. And I'm
like,
I thought I was getting a scan here. I thought I was just getting a little scan, you know, like a little x-ray maybe. The head, see what's going on in the ear. No, not taking bloods.
What?
They put the little thing in because they were going to attach a tube to me because you have to put ink in your body.
Jesus. Okay.
Yes. Fucking Bic ink.
So your veins is running with...
So they're tapping me veins, trying to get a vein.
Yeah.
And he veins there, man. And he got one. Caught it with his two fingers. And then...
pinched it.
He put in the... like a little syringe device that you connect the tube to.
Yeah.
There's probably a name for that. And then... I'm sitting down in the CT scanning thing. I thought I was going to become fucking Venom or something.
Yeah.
And so I'm sitting there and she said, it might feel like you need to go to the toilet. You might feel some pressure and kind of an irony taste in your throat. And I'm like, oh man, I have to record a podcast and now I'm going to be so wound up when I get in there over this. And I've done it anyway. But during the process, you can feel like the fluid in your body, like... And it's real hot.
Oof.
And like, you can feel it in your arm and everything. And then down the old private area, like you literally feel like you're going to burst.
Really?
Yeah, it's disgusting. Like,
you need to have a flash.
I genuinely thought it was just going in there to get an x-ray on the head.
And what? So what is it then? Do you put all this liquid into your blood?
Yeah.
So it shows up in a scan?
Yeah.
So it's kind of like an x-ray of all your blood vessels or something?
Yeah, all of it.
That's mad. I'd love to see that.
Oh, it was mad. And when I got out, I was a bit like shook. I was ringing Amy and I'm like... Who didn't know I was going to be getting that done? Like, you know, I'm outside here. I feel a bit faint.
I feel violated.
But when I rose from the scan, I was like, I felt sick. Mm. I was like, can you get me a bag real quick? I just felt like I was going to vomit. And she gave us a bag and a drop of water. And I just had the water. And I was like, right, I just need to calm down. I think I got a bit of a shock, like. Is that way?
Yeah.
Did you ever get one of them done?
I didn't. I got a drip put into my arm and I got like stuff flushed into it.
Yeah, the water.
But it's not a dye. And you can feel the coldness all along your arm.
Yeah.
But I never got that dye. Me ma got it done and I just think it's mad. I just imagine, I don't know, is it like when, is Batista in Guardians of the Galaxy?
He is.
Is there a scene where his veins come out of his face and all that and it's kind of blue looking?
I think so. I'm not sure. But that's, it's like when Tom Hardy turns into Venom and he's just like in the bed screaming.
Taking it, yeah.
But when I was lying there and I was getting the dye put in, there was a chap there, like a doctor talking to us, and he was like, have you ever had a scan in here before? And I was like, no, why? He's like, just, you look so familiar. And then I had to say, I just do a couple of things online. So, oh, you scream at the crisps. You knew quite well.
So you don't get the results of that until a couple of weeks or something, is it?
I think a week or two. I think you just get a text. That's what my ma said. She got it done before as well.
Just get a text. You open it. You're fucked.
Sorry. Just get a text saying, all good there, man.
Yeah,
that's grand, yeah. No bother. Thanks for coming in. See you in a while, right?
Oh, come back in when you have an actual problem, man. Fucking noise in your ear. Don't be wasting me fucking time. Imagine the Matt that sent you a message like that.
Imagine sending you a voice now. What story, Dad? You all right? You just got the results there for the CT scan, and yeah, just I hate to break the news to you, but like, you're venom now.
And you're like, ah, fuck.
And I'm just in the gaff looking in the mirror, and all I hear is, Darren. Instead of Eddie Broccoli. Darren, you all right? It's me, Venom.
I thought Venom was good. Is Venom not good? Venom
He's
is
an anti-hero.
Okay, right.
An anti-Christ.
Right.
Yeah, he's a bald boy, and then he hates Spider-Man. He wants to bite the head off him. And then he'd be mates with Spider-Man the next week, you know, he's one of them. I wasn't prepared for that though today, I have to say.
No.
Threw me. Yeah. It was scary.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, oh, what's going on? I just wanted an x-ray.
Do you still have a cotton board on your elbow?
Yeah, a little boo boo.
Oh, a little plaster. Paw Patrol.
I'm going to go home and say, Amy, will you kiss it better? What's for the, can we get a McDonald's?
Can we get a Wally Pop?
Do a deep dive on me if you want. How's things anyway?
Good, yeah, not too bad. All seen good. You on the telly last night.
Did you watch it?
I did. I watched it. I didn't watch it live, but I watched it afterwards.
Did you see the big mistake I made?
April 26th?
Yeah.
You said that when we were recording the video.
Do you know that was because of that?
Was
I
it?
Was saying to myself, don't say April 26th. And I said it. Do you know that way when you do that?
Yeah.
But it came up the artwork, like,
yeah.
I said the 6th of April. Imagine doing that. Like, there's a great chance to plug your live show. And I was like, 26th.
April 26th.
No, I said to them, I want to plug the live show at the end of this. Made sure of it. We were on the 6 o'clock show before as well, weren't we?
Ireland,
or was that Ireland AM?
How'd you find it?
It was a bit of crack.
And what did you, I didn't see the, are you saying that you were at the kitchen then afterwards and you got to eat stuff? What did you get to eat?
I got a beef and Guinness stew.
Oh.
With some mash. Fantastic. But I was a bit of crack, like. Brian's gas, isn't he?
It's gas, man, yeah.
And Katya. Done well at Dancing with the Stars.
Did she win?
No, she didn't win, but she done well. The set is tiny.
Is it? It looks huge.
When you go in there. That's what Amy, like, I've seen it before, like, and Amy got there and she's like, what? It's just the cameras around this space with a couch, two couches, and then the kitchen's off to the right, but it's all very condensed and small, do you know that way? And Amy was like, I thought it was just going to be, like, massive, this massive space. I'm like, no, it's all you need. Don't need anything bigger than that.
Yeah, clearly, because I thought it was massive.
Mm.
It's mad, isn't it, when you see something when you, and then you see it in real life. I went to, remember California? Or not, yeah, California, they had like an after show, a post show, and I just went to that as an audience member, like, and I remember looking at it on the telly thinking, this is bleeding huge, but then when you go there, it's just like a little dingy set.
Yeah, what was that, like
an after show for California where they'd talk about it.
That wasn't televised, was it, the after show thing?
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
And you were at it?
Yeah.
Deadly.
Laughing too hard. No, it was just like people talking about the show. The guests themselves weren't on the contestants.
Oh, right? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The stars of the show, they weren't really on it.
It's like Big Brother Extra or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you Have watching you that?
Yeah, I was going to say.
I was going to say, well, obviously you said it there. Louis Walsh, man. Some cowboy him.
He's a bleeding pup.
Isn't he a pup? You're giving out about everyone left, right and centre.
What did he say about Ronan Keating?
Prick. Called him a prick.
A prick?
Yeah. He said, literally said he's a prick. Because they were dancing and singing to Roller Coaster, Life's a Roller Coaster.
Oh, yeah.
And Louis has this look and he's like, yeah, great song, great song. Oh, he's a prick though. Like, what?
Right.
Does this fella not know there's cameras on him? Like, what is he up to?
I don't think he does. I think he's so fucking away with it.
Mm.
Like, he seems completely...
What did he say about Jedward?
Vile. He said he was vile.
Vile.
Vile humans.
See Jedward's reaction to that with Gemma Collins.
Why are you in Gemma Collins' gaff?
They were eating a Sunday dinner. Was it Tuesday gone?
Yeah.
This happened.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
At 10 o'clock. That's what I'm concerned about. What's going on there?
There's so many questions to be had there.
We were at that party when I got up and started singing, remember?
Yeah.
They left and I replaced them with Under Pressure.
They were supposed to sing that Under Pressure, yeah.
Gavin James and the boys. That night was funny, like, because like everyone's having a gargle or whatever, and all right if you don't drink, but like the two of them were sharing like a 2 litre bottle of orange, like fizzy orange.
Yeah.
It was gas. So like, give us a sip of that, will you, John?
I'll never forget that party. It was the most surreal experience of my entire fucking life. And I went home when you, like, I only seen the videos the next day of you singing Under Pressure.
It's like James Vincent McMorrow, Gavin James,
Ashlyn B
and that.
I went for a piss and I came downstairs and I walked into the kitchen and Ashlyn B and Jedward were standing on the kitchen counter twerking, and I thought, this is fucking mental. This is the most surreal thing I've ever seen.
And it was like 10 minutes away from me gaff,
yeah,
which was weird.
Like, but it felt like the country.
It felt like I was miles away. It was like literally beside me gaff. Like, I'm going to come here more often. Just not good bad as gaff. Yeah, Cowdloin. Oh. You let us in, will you? We have a bit of a party and get a keg again. You get the Guinness, you get the Guinness, we'll get the smokes.
We have a little sing song. Get James Vincent McMorrow back up.
Any word on anyone else coming up? Can you get any more singers? Like fucking Lewis Capaldi or something. Do you know them?
Any more singers? Any more singers knocking around?
Good crack.
But yeah, that's mad. He can be done for defamation.
He could, yeah.
And that's what.
And it's very hinted out there, like it's televised.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Going on international television and calling a public figure vile and a prick.
When he was saying it, like at the start about different people, like you were like, ah, he's blade mad, that fella. Like getting the juice here, like while we're watching it. Mm. Then it's just like, he can't be wrong about everyone. Do you know that way? If he's painting the same picture about everyone that he's talking about, saying they're vile, that is, that, blah, blah, blah. Like, obviously, he's the one with the problem.
Yeah. He's the common denominator.
And his clap is shy. He has a shit clap. He's like...
Yeah.
He does this or something. What are you up to?
He's old. How old is he?
70? He'd be in the 70s, yeah.
I wonder, because he's a manager, does he have a manager? Because if he did, they'd be pulling him out of there now. So I feel like there's no one on the outside saying he needs to come out. So I think there's no one around him. I think he's just, like, isolated. He's out there by himself. Because you can't be saying that.
Can't.
You can't be fucking saying that. If you went on Big Brother and you start bad-mouthing people in the fucking comedy industry, I'd be on to beat the producer saying, get him out now. Get him out.
Pull him out.
Get him out now and delete that. You had to make a show of him.
Yeah, man, will you just delete that quick live bit that you had up on the air there? Get rid of that there. Delete that. Don't be out showing anyone.
Sorry, that already went out. No, go back and delete it, man.
I'd be like, Terence Powell, man, foil he is.
Do you see them fucking talking bollocks, lads? Two pricks.
Joe comes across on a helicopter. Get him out, get him out, get him out.
Darren, no, come on, man.
Come on, you're right, don't be saying nothing else. Shut your mouth, throw away the zip. Imagine.
Oh, they're two really nice lads, and when you...
Anytime I've met them.
Yeah, sweethearts.
That sound.
You can get it.
It's a gold, man.
You can get it in Finglas, man. Yeah.
Oh, no way.
Loads of it.
Have to try that.
Come here to me. I was with you yesterday, and do you remember we were filming Free Gaff? Do you remember we were writing Free Gaff? I was writing a sketch where there's a girl in it, and she is mad about crystals.
Yeah.
So when I was writing that, I was looking up all these crystals, and I thought it was a big fucking hocus pocus, load of me bollocks. But as I was looking her up, it kind of sparked a little interest in me as I was writing about it. And only recently, like I've always kind of been aware that crystals... Remember last year there was a phase where people went to crystals and they were going to Dervish and place on the keys and they were all trying to get the crystals.
Yes.
Remember that?
Yeah.
So I'm kind of into that now.
Okay. This is good. Why?
Because the thing about crystals is people believe that that humans...
They have great healing powers and stuff.
Yeah, they have energy, a vibration. They give off a vibrational energy. And
do you think they do? Is that working for you?
Well, I went out yesterday and I got me...
Did you go crystal picking?
No, I went into a shop and I bought one.
That's only plastic.
It's not, it's real crystal. But I didn't just get any crystal. I got a meteor from space.
085?
Yeah. Little fucking Nokia 3610.
Did you get a 3310?
Yeah, yeah.
A snake on it.
Snake and all.
So what's the meaning behind the meteor crystal?
Well, it's just supposed to give off a bit of energy, like, you know what I mean? If
you feel energetic.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's because of the crystal.
Placebo.
Do you think so?
But even if it gives you that, that's job done then.
Yeah.
That's what you want, is a placebo.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be great if it was a placebo and it actually worked and it made me feel energized and brought me good luck and it's supposed to help you manifest things.
Does it?
It's supposed to.
I might get one.
Should.
Did you get it in town?
Yeah.
In the crystal shop.
The crystal shop.
It's just
shop,
called
yeah.
Crystal Shop, is it?
Crystal Maze. But it's a meteor. So there's a few meteors that are very expensive and then some that are more common because over the years, loads of meteors landed on Earth and turned into like mountain lava and then eventually turned into rocks or crystals.
Yeah.
And there's different ones. And that's one that I got.
Is that actually from that though?
It's like a meteor.
Or is it just like a copy of what that would be?
No, it's actually from.
Is it?
Yeah.
What was that?
The meteor. The one I got was like €3. But there is ones that you can get.
Probably has a fucking writing on it saying City Centre and a picture of the spire, does it?
Made in China.
On a key ring.
Made in China. There was one that I wanted to get called Modelite or Vomdelite or some shit like that, I don't know. But it was from Russia and it was like 500 years ago when this comet or asteroid landed. But that was €14 and it was fucking tiny. It was like a shard of glass and I was like, no, I'm not going to get that. Mm. I'm going to get something that I can put on me cards when I'm playing poker or something.
Is that what you're going to do?
Well, yeah.
Get a chain for it and wear it around your neck.
So I actually have it here with me if you want.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. Now, are you ready to see an asteroid from space?
I'm ready. That's a piece of tarmac.
That's an asteroid from space.
You're at
man.
The being outside your gaff kicking up tarmac and you're coming in here and thinking you'll fool me.
That's been flying through space for billions and billions and billions of years.
Give us a feel.
And it's smashed into Earth. Only messing, it's a piece of dog shite. Lick it for good luck. No, it's a little asteroid.
I think that's a piece of coal from Spar.
Do you think so?
Or any shop that you buy coal in.
It's called a tectoy.
A tectoy?
Yeah.
But that looks like fucking venom, man. Only talking about him.
From space as well. Venom
so
is an
alien.
So
that hooks onto you. Don't come after me, right? Because that's where venom came from, is space.
Kind of does look like a piece of shite, though.
It does, actually. Black shite.
Bit of dried up, weathered, old poop.
There is sort of crystally stuff in it, isn't there?
Yeah.
You can see there. Overrated.
Overrated?
Only messing. It brings you luck, happy days.
Not just luck.
But don't go bad at me if you get some sort of fucking skin infection off it.
In terms of manifesting, that people like think is a lot of bollocks, if you have a high amount of energy emitting from you, from yourself, you can alter the world around you. Yeah, the universe. And you can manifest things. And a way of getting that energy is by exercising, eating right, doing all this shit, but also meditating and taking the energy from this. This in particular and meteoroids and asteroids have so much energy in them because they've been travelling through space for billions and billions of years. Kinetic energy that came literally from the Big Bang. Like this has been floating through space from the dawn of time, smashed into Earth, and now I'm holding it in my hand. Like I'm holding history. Like this is the start of time. Like
I don't think that's from then. I think they're just fucking painting rocks or something and selling them.
You think so?
Yeah, I do.
It's not. That's where it's from, a crater in. No, this is from Russia. So the other one I wanted to get, the Moldavoy, I wanted to get that. That's from Czech Republic. This is from Russia. It's a crater in Russia that was created from an asteroid impact, turned into molten lava. The lava cooled, dried, and that's what this is. This is the cooled, dried remnants of the molten lava created from the asteroid that flew through space from the dawn of time and landed here 5,000 years ago.
I wish Owen was here.
Sorry.
I'm
here. I am Owen.
Ed, what's your take?
Quite honestly, I spent a lot of time in Mayo and I've seen that. It's turf.
Yes!
Yeah, that is straight up turf.
Do you want to hold it and feel the energy?
Oh, that as well.
I go to my gym as well.
Take it away from me, Jesus. The dark power of that pours through me. Oh, Jesus.
And I asked a woman at the Oak, I said, I never bought anything like this before. Like, what do? Do I put it in a special bag? Like, do I put it in a glass case? Do I treat it special? And then she's like, well, this is actually very powerful. So, like, you know, You can leave it, you can carry it with you for one day and then don't carry it with you for another day and then meditate, but don't do more than 5 minutes. And like,
because
but if you Google it as well, if you Google in particular just asteroids and meteorites, if you Google them and you go onto the forums, there's literally people saying, don't do it. Like, don't go near the Moldavite. Like, it's way too powerful. Like, it's way too overwhelming. Like, honestly.
Do you believe that?
I mean, I believe that they believe it. And if they believe it, they can...
manifest that belief.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm.
Like, you can believe that it's just a stone. So you have to be open-minded about it.
I'd like to be.
You'd have to be to kind of get anything from it, like. But you being closed-minded...
If it was more colourful...
very low energy.
If it was glassy and more colourful, I'd probably say, all right. I can get with this.
But can you see the green glass in it?
Like orangey glass.
Kind of orangey green.
Yeah, no, I can
green.
See that, but that's just like, I want the whole thing to look like that.
Well, you can't, yeah, like the Moldavite is a beautiful green sheet of glass. Gorgeous. But it's 14 quid. I was like, fuck off. It's only a stone.
You'd have paid that.
€3 for this. That's all right. For an asteroid. For a bit of space. Give me that. For a star. €3 for a bit of a star.
Give
Thank
us that
you.
Piece of space there, will you? €3.
If you could buy a piece of the moon, would you buy a piece of the moon?
Nah, wouldn't appeal to me.
The moon? Imagine having a piece of the moon in your gaff.
Would you say you get a few bob for it?
Yeah.
Does anyone have a piece of the moon?
Like NASA and space stations and space agencies, yeah. They take
I'd say it's just
samples.
In a jar floating and it's going to possess someone.
A bit of the moon?
I've seen too many films, man.
Yeah.
Moon Man.
Space Man. Have you watched it yet?
With Adam Sandler?
Yeah.
No.
Crap.
I've just seen a trailer for it and there's just a big giant spider talking to him.
Yeah.
And I'm like... get off.
Get off me telly.
Is he hallucinating? Or is that spoiler actually there?
We never know.
The film it is one of them.
Yeah.
Is it real? Is it not real? Is he even in space? Oh.
Yeah.
And is it a simulation? I never tell you.
Load of bollocks. No, we do it. Like, yeah, you should watch it because you like Adam Sandler.
Yeah, I will watch it.
It's not groundbreaking. Like, it won't be nominated for anything.
What? Not even an IFTA?
What's the shit one? What's the shit? Like the cheesies or the... the Razzies, or is that the porn one?
The Razzies, yeah.
That's porn?
No, the Razzies are for the worst films and performances of the year, yeah.
Oh, you think it could be nominated for a Razzie?
Is that an honour or an insult? Are some people just intentionally making shit films to get a Razzie?
No.
Okay.
I wouldn't think so.
Just making shit films?
Or just make a shit film, get a Razzie?
You could do, yeah.
Go, ha!
Yeah, you could angle it. But then I don't think the Razzies would appreciate that. They'd know that you're intentionally doing it, which would be an insult to the Razzies.
What's the most known film that won a Razzie?
Room.
Room?
Probably, yeah. If that won a Razzie. Some shit films, like Hallmark films.
Yeah.
A lot of Hallmark films.
There's some flicks.
Sharknado, maybe. Like one of the earlier sci-fi films. Yeah. Can we get a list of Razzies here?
Sylvester Stallone.
He won a Razzie.
Is the most awarded actor ever. With 12 Razzies.
Wow.
That's a bit harsh.
Wow. For what? Yeah, I feel like he...
come on now.
Hit the ground running with Rocky.
And then?
Rocky alone.
And then what?
And then everything else, I think.
Everything was shit then, huh? Fucking, no way. Judge Dredd.
Let me just see. So it's around 40 years. It started in 1980. And they received this. So the format is members of the Golden Raspberry Award Organization pay for membership and number 650 from 19 countries.
Wow.
And they all vote... at all the kind of categories you get in the Oscars, they do the opposite.
That's incredible.
Yeah, and so they announced it just before the serious trolling for 40 years. Just before the Oscars are nominated, the Razzies get in the day before.
Yes.
Just to take the wind out of anyone's sails.
Yes.
Nice.
Some actors have been nominated and won and turned up, I think. I'll look into that now.
I would definitely turn up.
Yeah, you'd have to.
Yeah.
You have to own it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to own it, yeah.
Well, who was nominated this year?
For Razzies 2024, here we go. 44th Golden Raspberry Awards awarded for worst film, Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey.
Oh,
ooh,
yeah.
Yeah, I did see the thumbnail for that.
The most nominations, Expendables, but the A is number 4.
Oh, brilliant.
Expendables, yeah, where they put the 4 in just to make it look cool.
Yeah. So winners and nominees, John Voight, worst actor ever, Megan Fox, worst actress.
Wow.
Stallone again. Worst supporting actor winner. Worst screen combo. Sorry. Worst screen combo. Pooh and Piglet. As bloodthirsty slasher killers in Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey. It's like Winnie the Pooh seems to me like Titanic in 97, where it just swept the board.
Yeah, yeah.
And again, you just see Pooh and Piglet come up to the stage. Thank you very much. But yeah, they won pretty much across the board. It's madness.
Go for a Razzie. Go for it. Do you want to go for a Razzie? Yeah. If you were to do what they've done with Winnie the Pooh, What would you?
Cat Dog.
Cat Dog, the movie. Yeah.
Cat Dog, what would you call it?
Kind of like a Frankenstein version.
Like a horror Cat Dog, like that's live action.
It is though, isn't it?
The dog and the cat are connected.
Yeah.
And they're going around savaging people.
But isn't that what Cat Dog is?
A dog and cat connected.
But isn't it like a Frankenstein doctor who put them together?
I'm not sure, I can't remember that.
And then the little mouse lives in the house and everything.
I can't remember how it happened. One fine day, cat dog, that's all I know.
That's it, yeah, just cat dog.
Just a cat and a dog still together.
Mm.
But I'd say if I wanted a Razzie, I'd make a cat dog horror movie.
Yeah.
And just have them eating people as a dog and a cat joined together.
What about Paddy's Day?
St. Patrick the Vampire.
Well, he gets rid of the snakes, doesn't he? So something
he
there.
He takes the snakes' teeth and puts them in. That's how he becomes them. And then he goes around.
And he is the snake.
Biting people and drinking Guinness. Or fucking Ireland's Edge.
What about the journey coming over? Because St. Patrick was a slave that was brought over to Ireland. What about the boat trip? Like a film just on the boat trip.
Like the Joker.
And he kills all of the people on the boat.
That's Oscar shit.
Is it too good?
Yeah, it's too Oscar-y.
It's too good shit.
Too Oscar-y, man. I'm telling
it's
you.
Too real, lads.
Yeah. It's just, that's just ferry, art. Yeah. That's just too much art there.
The HS. He's on the HSS and he's bleeding, slaughtering them.
Just before he gets to Ireland, is it?
Just before he gets here, yeah. Yeah. And there's no one left.
No, I think it's too good. Oh, actually, delete that. We'll hold on to that one.
That's mad. You're a mad bastard. I had a fight with Moira.
Is everything alright?
It's alright now, but there was a moment.
Is that over something stupid? Wrong.
Well, it was about sleeping.
Alright.
It's kind of the biggest bone of contention in our relationship. It was Mother's Day though. And I woke up Mother's Day to an alarm that I had set the night before because I had the intention of getting up with the kids, making a nice breakfast.
Right.
And letting Moira have a little lie-in. But I got up, it was 7:30. And I looked over and Moira was already up out of bed and I was like, oh fuck's sake. And then I went downstairs and didn't she have a face on her? That was it. The day was ruined. There was no going back on it. 7:30 in the morning. Can't catch a break, man. Can't catch a break. I went to bed early that night and everything. I went to bed at 8:00 that night. Done a little bit of browsing on my phone, let myself go to sleep then.
Sleep by nine. Jesus.
And then I woke up, she was in the horrors. It's like, there's no going back then. It's like, I'm like, go to bed now. Go back to bed. I set the alarm. It's not like I intended. The kids didn't wake me up. It's like she's mad at an unconscious man for just being unconscious.
Like, what the hell?
You fucking prick, you. I'm like, if the kids woke me up, I'd have got up. I set my alarm. My plan was to get up. I didn't do anything intentionally. And it's like, just runs away from you. You can't do anything.
Happens though.
You're lucky that you don't have to fucking deal with that shit. Did you get your marinade for Mother's Day?
Yeah.
What'd you get?
I gave her money in a card, flowers.
How much?
£100.
Did you?
Yeah.
Get up. Son, best son in the world.
It was very good to me now when I was younger. Brought me to Smiths and that and got a couple of wrestlers, you know. I don't forget that shit.
You should have brought her to Smiths.
What do you want?
Pick out a little Barbie there, man.
Can I have a Bratz doll? No, you're too old for that now. I got her that and then card. I got her a balloon.
Oh yeah.
Balloons are always nice with cards, aren't they, on occasions? Big huge one actually. Actually bit too big. Fucking just blown up in the shop. I was like, bollocks. Size of that. But I got her that. Amy went mad with her man as well. She's just like, it's no one's birthday. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I could feel like I give me my £100, but it might be a bit too much, is it?
I didn't get more of anything, so that's another reason why she was mad. But again...
Oh, yeah. Because you're supposed to. From the kids, like.
Yeah.
And you didn't.
No, but I planned on going out that day, bringing the kids out that day.
Two different things.
I know, and that's what Moira said. And I'm like, would you just give me a fucking... let me catch up. Just give me time to catch up.
You thought, like, you'd say, I planned on doing that. And then she's like, all right, once you planned it, well, that's fine.
The intention was there. It's not like I intentionally decided not to get something. I intended, you know what I mean? It's all about the intention. So she went out then for brunch. And then I went out and I panicked, because we were having a barney. And I bought balloons. Flowers that I know she's just going to abandon.
But then
neglect.
She knows that you only got that because you didn't get it. And now you're rushing to get it.
Who gives a fuck why I got it? That's what she wants.
Then it becomes a bit a thing where you get it and then you give it to her. And she knows that, like, you just ran out and got this, like, because she brought it up, like. And then she just like, I don't want it.
Yeah. But she wanted me to, she wanted to have something to wake up to, but she doesn't actually want it. Sweet. Because I went out and I got her a hamper, and I got a good hamper. I went into Hickey's Pharmacy and I got one of the expensive ones because I'm trying to fucking make, play catch up here. And she still hasn't opened it. I says, are you going to, there's a candle in there. You're going to light the candle. You love candles, babe. She's like, oh, no, I don't think I'll open it. We can just give that to somebody else. She wants to like just re-gift.
Ouch.
I know.
I'd have brought,
I know.
It back. I'd have brought it back over. We got your money back and said.
Yeah.
Hickey's and all.
Yeah.
The I love fucking Hickey.
The Harrods of pharmacies.
The Harrods of the Northside Shopping Centre.
Come on now.
I could just picture you going, oh, God, in Hickey's.
I love them hampers because it's kind of like the people that work there just go around picking
shit off the shelf.
And just yeah. Like one of them is a big bottle of like shower gel and then there's a little bottle of the same shower gel.
Like, look at this little cute shower gel and the big shower gel.
It's the exact same thing. Like it's the same product, just two bottles of it. One is a, just a tiny taster version of a sample.
Maybe the big shower gel represents the mother and the small one represents the child.
Yeah.
Something like that.
I wish I had a thought of that when I was justifying me.
And you could have said that then. As well, to sell it more. Like, that's you, you're the big shower gel.
Instead, I was like, babe, look, you love shower gel, don't you?
Look, there's little Ollie, he's the little shower gel. Or Becca, one or the other.
Yeah, yeah.
Was there a chalky bar in it or no?
I got her a Lindt chocolate thing.
Separate.
But she doesn't want to eat that.
Is that separate to the hamper?
Oh, even after eating half of that. That's separate to the hamper, yeah. Bottle of wine,
she's really
didn't drink that.
Throwing that in your face now.
But like, she wants, all
deserve
the, she wants all these things. She wanted them that morning. But she wouldn't have fucking used them or appreciated them had I have got them. But you know, she wants something meaningful. And I am so bad at getting meaningful gifts. Like, she's really thoughtful. She thinks months in advance and orders stuff online. I go out the day before and I just get things that I think look nice. I'm really not good like that.
Yeah, I've been with you a few times when you're trying to get stuff. We went to the shop there a couple of weeks ago and you were going around the hoodie and it was freezing. And he said, I'll go in here and I'll get a jacket.
Yeah.
And then... I said, are you the type that just like goes, picks something up and gets it? Like, oh, I'll get that, I won't shop around, I'll just get that. He picks up a fucking Padraig Harrington jacket. 60 blip, puts it on, looks in the mirror and says, I'll have a bit of that.
Is there a day where you'd be disappointed if you didn't get something?
I used to love walking past the pub when I was younger and seeing someone that like me granddad now or something, or me ma, and they call us over and go, where are you off to? Like, just down the shop, like, here's a fiver. You supposedly go, boy, hoping somebody there with a fiver for us.
Going down the shop, but I've no money. With me mates, they're going down to get a cool pop, but I don't have any money, so I'm just going to go with them.
Any chance, man? But yeah, gifts, huh? When's the next opportunity to get some gifts?
Paddy's Day.
Yeah, we get each other loads for that. Always. Like runners and...
Birthdays.
Amazon.
May Day.
May?
March. Bank holiday, Easter.
I'd love a gift.
Easter is 2 weeks away.
I'd love a gift once a week.
The labour.
No, no, I
just go down to the post office. Oh, thanks very much.
I like being surprised. Like, I'd love if I got a gift once a week.
That's too often. Then you wouldn't appreciate it.
I would.
And then you become disappointed when you don't get it.
Yeah, true.
So if you
maybe not once a week, but like, I'd love for one day, Amy just goes, here, I just got you this. Thought you might like it. I'm like, no way. I'd love that.
Once a week.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Love presents. Do you like presents, Ed?
I think I'm more Joe in this.
Yeah, not a baby.
I'm not fussed. But I do love giving them.
Do you?
Yeah. I'm a mad giver, yeah.
I hate it.
I like giving, I'd like giving ourselves a present.
I love,
getting
I love it, yeah.
I like the joy in their faces.
I never believe the joy in their faces. I always feel like, it's great. There's the receipts in there as well. So don't worry about it. If you don't like it, you can bring it back.
Power, it's the power you have for those 5 to 8 seconds. The complete control of their emotions. In a very dark way.
So you're just looking for that hit?
Yeah. That kind of rush of like, I am your lord and master.
Mm.
You adore me right now. And that's the hit I get. It's not about the present or even them. Is that weird?
And then you put it down.
Is that upsetting?
A bit sinister. Just a tiny bit.
Someone gets something out of it. Like, I mean...
Yeah.
Not all sinister has to be negative.
True.
You know what I mean? Like, someone turn it into a positive, I say. So my weird desire to control the woman in my life, it doesn't have to be all bad.
Yeah.
Let her get something out of it.
Just for 6 seconds.
I'm getting something out of it. Why can't she?
I just feel like she's probably getting a lot less than what you are.
Ah, it's negligible. Depends what you're getting them.
Yeah. I don't know, because the bigger their gift, the more satisfaction you'll receive.
A Snickers Duo? Come on now.
That's pretty nice. Pretty nice.
A Duo, lads.
More of those get me crisps and snacks and stuff like that. She'll come back, she'll drop the kids to crash and she'll come back like with a cream donut, my favourite.
That's great.
That's lovely, yeah. Yeah, yeah. But if she didn't come back with a cream donut, I wouldn't be like, hey, where's my cream donut?
You wouldn't. But I would. Where's the fuck is the cream donut like? Imagine. Where's the cream donut you get me every Tuesday?
Where's me chocolate muffin? It's Friday.
Where's the cheese drinks? That's
it's like
specific.
A shit Scorsese film. Yeah. Where's me muffin?
That's a good impression.
Do it again. Sorry. Sorry, that's coming from a burger.
Where's me? Say?
Where's me muffin?
Where's me muffin?
Where's me muffin?
I like it.
Yeah.
Where's me? Where's me I love when...
Show us me muffin.
Who else does that? Party does, like, the Dublin accent tries to around you, you know that way?
Yeah, yeah.
Just thinking, like, different people doing the Dublin accent, like, who aren't from Dublin.
And the cultures love
it. Fucking,
cultures love
it's fucking... It's funny. It's funny. Just the effort.
It's not offensive, is it? That...
Not to me, no.
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 Yeah, report. It's always that, isn't it?
Yeah. I think it's more offensive when a Dubliner does it.
Oh.
Because a Dubliner is from Dublin. Yeah, I'm like, you're just a Dubliner doing a Dublin accent. What are you doing? Like,
yeah.
Where it's definitely more acceptable as a Mayo lad doing it.
I'm actually from Cork, thanks. But I do live in Mayo, yeah.
Oh, okay, right.
So I just want to get that straight. Because
it's all the same.
You know what Cork people are like.
Yeah.
They'll come for you.
Congratulations, by the way. On your mate winning an Oscar.
Oh, yeah, thank you, Killian. Oh, yeah. Everybody in Cork probably hates him now. That's what Cork people are like going, oh, well, he won an Oscar, did he? You know, that fella did eat himself, that one. And like, there'd be no joy down in Cork for Killian Murphy.
Did you see the red carpet outside the pub with the cutouts?
Oh, yeah.
The cutout of Killian Murphy?
I didn't see that, no.
Do you ever, like...
I think his previous school were all over it as well.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, they'll claim it. Irish people are great at claiming any bit of the glory.
Do you ever meet Killian Murphy?
I met him once.
Did you?
Yeah.
Where?
I was in a coffee shop and he was sitting across from me putting brown sauce in his tea.
No way.
And I went, geez, very mad, isn't it? He went, what? I was very mad. And then I just left. It's the only time. There was loads of cameras around. I was an extra in Intermission.
Oh, that makes sense then. Yeah.
Do you ever meet Killian Murphy? I feel like that man is unmeetable.
Killian Murphy? I feel like you'd meet him in a pub or something.
Do you think so?
Yeah. He feels so accessible.
He's very reserved. Like myself.
I don't think so.
I'm real reserved. I don't go on the side of buses or anything like that.
Side of buses.
Promoting leap carts.
The bleeding 6 o'clock show there last night, man. Promoting two podcasts. Very reserved.
Me work cut out.
No, Killian Murphy, I feel like you'd see him in a pub. No bother.
If I seen him, you'd get that like instant kind of like...
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Do you know that? Like, you get a shock now when you see someone fucking famous and you're like... You get like this kind of overwhelming shock.
Have you ever met anyone and made a show of yourself?
I was on a film years ago. I think I was like 19 or something at the time. And speaking of Father Ted, the guy that played Dick Bourne on Craggy Island was in it. And I went up and I says to him, geez, can I get a photo with you, man? He was like, yeah, no worries. And I was like, for the old scrapbook. And I was like,
you said?
I was like, why did I fucking say that? He's going to think that I get them developed and stick them with Pritt stick in a book. Like, do you know that way? Do you get me?
Yeah.
Like, for the scrapbook. I'm like, he's going to think I'm a fucking serial killer or something. Or a celebrity hunter that comes onto sets and just like, prints out photos of them.
I think that'd be a nice idea, though. Having a little scrapbook with all your selfies with famous people. Wouldn't it?
He's just all on the phone.
Get them all printed. Yeah, but they get lost on the phone, though.
Yeah.
You know, you get them fucking printed out and still print stick them.
can I get a photo with you for the scrapbook? And then after, I was like, you fucking idiot, yeah. The fuck did you do that for?
In front of him.
Yeah. And still looking at me. I was just like slightly turned an inch.
Oh, look at me.
Go, fuck. Why? Why?
Like, Darren, you okay?
Like, yeah, Grant. Sorry about that. I think I need to do that more often. Actually, every time I'm going to meet someone really famous, I'm going to say, can I get a photo with you for the scrapbook? Until it becomes a thing. What do you think?
I think psychos have ruined scrapbooks, haven't they?
Yeah.
You know, if you invested heavily in scrapbooks and then the psychos took all your... Oh, Jesus.
Mm.
The scrapbook has a bit of a...
Yeah.
A psychotic vibe.
I'll take like newspaper clippings, letters, make their name out of it, stick it on top.
Imagine you were your own biggest fan. That's a weird psycho thing, isn't it? Getting famous are, just so you could follow yourself. And like cutting out all the paper clips and clippings of you.
Yeah, like and, laminating news articles and stuff.
Yeah.
I've never like done
cutting,
that before.
Cutting yourself out in love hearts and everything and printing
but
it
that'd
out.
That'd be fucking weird.
Yeah. There's a Razzie.
There's a Razzie
film.
What would you call it?
Fucking, I love myself.
I love myself.
My own biggest fan.
Ooh.
My number one fan.
That's it.
Oh, stop. Again, Oscar Wardy. Too good.
Yeah, no, we have to stop now because we're giving everyone ideas for great Hollywood blockbusters.
Blockbusters.
Right.
I'm just trying to rattle my brain to see if I have any. Oh, do you know there was a band called Little Green Cars? Soda Blonde now.
I remember them, yeah.
Soda Blonde now? Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah.
In a way.
Without one of the members.
Yeah.
They had a song called Down to the River, and it still is one of my favourite songs. Absolutely fantastic. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant song. And I, as you know, I used to be in a rap band. And so I wrote a song called Down to the River, inspired by that song. It's not the same, but like it does have Down to the River in it. And we had it, and it was a good song. I sang the chorus. My mate Rob rapped over the verses. And we were in Sweeney's on Dame Street one night, and Little Green Cars were performing. And they were outside, and afterwards we were like drunk. And we're saying, fuck, we have to go out and perform Down to the River to them. But like we didn't have a guitar or anything like that. So we just went out and we were saying, we're big fans, we're massive fans. And like, and I even now just telling this story, I'm fucking cringing. We said, oh, we have a song that's inspired by your song Down to the River, like will you listen to it? And they were like, yeah, sure. And so I started going like, I went down to the river when I was like, I had no instruments, I was just excited, wasn't singing proper at all, and I'm in the middle of like the lane behind Sweeney's and I'm singing to Faye O'Rourke, I'm singing this fucking song, and then Rob starts rapping.
No. Oh,
they're trying to go, like, you know what I mean? They're kind of doing this, oh yeah, I know you said it's very good, yeah, but like they want to fucking leave, they want to go, they have somewhere to go, and we're just like rapping at them. Like, oh, and I just think of that day and I just like want to throw myself into the Liffey.
And they remember that, I'd say.
I hope they don't.
They will now. No better place to tell it than on a podcast with thousands of listeners anyway.
Oh, I hope they fucking... Oh,
that's one for the scrapbook.
That's yeah.
That's definitely one for the scrapbook.
I think so.
There you have it. Another episode of your favourite podcast in the whole widest world.
With Ed.
Thank you very much for having
Thanks
me.
Thanks for having us,
really
Ed.
Really loved it.
Thanks for being here.
Ed is from Today FM.
I'm from Dublin.
Yeah. Oh, Cork, Bay.
Coming from the north.
I've been practising me Cork since we
left. Yeah,
I'll give it to you now.
Right? A bit more. Let's have it.
Billy Murphy. Are you Billy Murphy?
I don't know why that felt Limerick. That kind of felt like Blind Boy.
Oh, they were good Blind Boy. You know that?
You sound like a Christian brother from the 30s. I don't know.
Oh, Billy Murphy.
What is Billy? This reference?
The Young Offenders. The
Young Offenders, yeah.
Oh, is it? Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, I'll practice that then. Thanks. And I'll come down to Today FM and I'll do it on air with you at 10. 10 o'clock.
Like 10 o'clock, yeah. Okay. Today FM rocks. Thanks for the plug. I'll take it.
No worries. Do you have a podcast or anything?
No, but I'm working on one called Dishing It Out, The Two Chefs.
Yep, I'm aware of that.
It's up in the wall there.
You're a producer of that show?
I'm a producer of that, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It really is very enjoyable, yeah. Mm. Very well produced.
Oh yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah.
I'd say so, Ed.
Right, now that's enough plugging out here.
More plugs than DID Electric. Yeah.
Yeah, or Harvey Norman or something, or any kind of Power City. See you in a while.
Talk to you later.